up, everyone? How are you doing? Welcome to another Monday Mindset Live with Luke Mindpower, wherever you're tuning in from. If you're tuning in on Spotify or YouTube or Facebook, let us know that you're here. I'm looking forward to spending some time with you. And today I'm really going to be focusing on your dreams. So I hope that you've had a great week. I know that some of you guys may have saw me live last week. Maybe some of you guys are listening to me on the Luke Mindpower podcast, but wherever you're tuning in from, welcome again. Super excited to spend some more time with you and most importantly, make more progress. But let's get straight into it. And before we do as well, if you're watching right now, I do have a special announcement. And this is basically what I'm going to be sharing over the next few minutes with you. I just want you to write the word dream. Well, actually write, I have a dream. Just write, I have a dream, okay? Even if you don't have a dream, just write it. I have a dream. Wherever you're watching, I know some of you guys watch this on YouTube or on Facebook, or you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're tuning in from, just write, I have a dream. Even if you don't have a dream, just write it, I have a dream. You know, Martin Luther King, I said, I have a dream that one day, right? Remember that I have a dream? I have a dream speech. Yeah, you know, and I think about, and I just, actually the announcement, guys, was that I just released a new song on my YouTube channel, on Spotify, on Apple Music. It's called Love Yourself First, and everything that's actually helped me to get to this level of success, confidence, and, you know, even using the word success, you know, it's like getting to this level of success. And it's not really about the success. It's like getting to this level of self-confidence, you know, because I can sit here and talk to you about, you know, what is it actually that helps you become successful? It's like, if you don't have self-confidence, then you're not going to take action on the things that you could do or might do or could become, simply because you don't have self-confidence. So I think about my journey of where I was 10 years ago and where I am today, and it's a, I would have never looked from, you know, the like 10 years ago, that version of me, of Luke, and thought to myself, that's the kind of life I'm going to be living. You're going to be, hey, Luke, 2016, Luke, you're going to be a motivational speaker, one of the best in the world, if not the best. You're going to be a life coach. You're going to be a mentor. You're going to be a podcast host. You're going to have your own company. You're going to be helping people to overcome their fears and grow in self-love and become a better version of themselves. You're going to be traveling around the world doing live events. You're going to be dancing like on social media, and you're going to be like spreading all this positivity and encouraging people to live their dreams. You know, if you had spoken to that version of me, I would have probably just pushed you away or just gone, yeah, whatever. There's no way, you know? So when we talk about success, I mean, where does this success actually come from? Where do your dreams manifest from? You know, it does. It all starts with you. And recently, by releasing my first song, which is called Love Yourself First, you can find it on YouTube, and I've also put it in the description of this video. And if you're wherever you're watching, if you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, wherever, I'll put in the description. But if you're watching us live on Facebook right now, you can click the link above this video. And I'll put it in the comments as well. And you can listen to the song on Spotify or on YouTube. You type in Love Yourself First, Luke Mindpower. You'll find it. But the whole song is about learning to love yourself and being good with you. Because when you know your worth, when you know yourself, everything changes. When you accept yourself for who you are, you really love yourself, you grow in self-respect, self-confidence, self-worth. And so when you have the confidence to be able to take action despite your fears, take action despite your doubt, that's where you live your dreams. That's where everything unfolds for you. So many of us are living in so much fear and negativity and doubting our worth, doubting ourselves, doubting our potential. Just because we haven't done something before doesn't mean it's not possible, you know? And that's why we're here, to inspire each other so much. And I've got to, you know, give a shout out to the 36,000 people inside the Dream Chasers. Congratulations. Like, there's so many of us. We're growing. You know, I think we're growing about 100 people every single day, which is incredible. I'll give a big shout out to everybody that posts in the community, everybody that's taken action, everybody that goes live, you know, and I really want you to come back to being intentional about this community, because this is just the start. You know, this community, the Dream Chasers, I've always had this dream that one day, okay, one day, and funny enough, like I'm in Dubai at the moment and I'm looking across the beach, and there is a huge, a graphic, like a banner, but it's like, sorry, did I lose, what the hell? How did this just turn off? My screen just turned off while I'm live. What the fuck? Very weird. Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what happened, but my screen actually just switched off for some reason. Anyway, so there's an advertising, like it's a banner, and it's got like it's all you know, colors and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I see one of those in your town or your city, wherever it is, and it says Dream Chasers Conference. The Dream Chasers Conference, you know, and I've said this a few years ago as well, but I believe in this. I see it, you know, and I want you to pay attention. The Dream Chasers once upon a time had zero people in it. It was just me. Okay. And if you are courageous enough, if you are persistent enough, if you are crazy enough to believe that you can achieve your dreams, you will. Like, simple as that. If you're crazy enough, you will achieve your dreams. That's it. So, you know, that's basically the challenge that we have right now, guys. You know, you have to be crazy enough to be able to take action, to show up for yourself, to believe in yourself, and to push forward every single day. Because one day, I know some of you guys will be at that conference, and one day you will see that Dream Chasers sign. You will see it, and you'll be like, oh, I remember Luke talking about that, you know? So it goes the same thing with music. You know, music, I've had a passion for it for a long time. Since 2006, I remember downloading music from LimeWire. I remember making my own CDs. Do you guys remember the CD, the Sony Discman? Well, I do. I used to sit and I used to download music from LimeWire, and then I used to grab those songs and I used to make CDs for my mum, my grandmother, my brother-in-law, my sisters, myself. I used to DJ Lukey C, Sexy Pole in the mix, and I used to write the title, all these names on the disc, on the CD, and then we'd play it in the car or play it at home. So music for me, I was always very passionate about it. And you know, AI technology and all that kind of stuff is so powerful now that it helps you to be able to do that now. And it's not my voice, but I'm able to create music that I really enjoy and that's inspiring and that kind of matches what Luke Mindpower is all about. It's about motivation, it's about inspiration, it's about you know, encouraging you to believe in yourself, to live your freaking best life. Okay? So if you want to listen to any of my music on Spotify, there's going to be new songs. I want to release an album, but there'll be new songs most likely every single week because I want to continue to connect with you through music as well, because it is such a powerful way to connect with believing in ourselves and programming our mind in a positive way. And so that's what I want to really use the music for, in terms of sharing it with everybody, so that we can believe in ourselves more, we can program our minds in a positive way. And to be honest with you, I don't see many people doing it, you know. And I'm like, wow, music is such a powerful tool. How come we don't have more artists actually like creating positive songs, like positive songs, like empowering songs? You know, like you hear songs, but there's definitely all about stories, about love. A lot of the times, a lot of songs are about love and about storytelling or about being hurt or whatever it is. But it's like, what about all the positivity? Like, wow, so much. There's so much, you know, that's possible there through music that we can, that I'm going to do it. And I encourage you to do it as well. If you're a content creator, go and start fucking creating positive affirmations, positive music, like positive shit. You know, like we're fighting against the darkness. We're fighting against all the negative stuff. We're fighting against all the fear. You know what I mean? So, you know, once upon a time, again, I think about my journey of how I started social media and how I started dancing and how I started becoming an online coach and a motivational speaker and everything that I do. How did that actually start? Well, it's like, well, social media was important, I would not be able to connect with you, or I would not be here if there was no Facebook or Instagram or the internet. You know what I mean? So now, wow, like I'm able to connect with the world from wherever I am, and I'm able to build an audience and connect with people worldwide. But if there was no internet, well, then I would not be here with you, right? And it's the same thing with the music. It's like, wow, like companies are developing apps and creating these kind of software that allows us to create music. It's like, oh my gosh, let me create some music. Wow. So I couldn't do this a couple of years ago. Now I'm doing it. So I wonder what this is going to bring to the Luke Mindpower brand. I don't know, but I'm going to take action. I'm going to share it. I'm going to use my creativity. I'm going to do what I enjoy. And that's what this whole purpose of your dreams is about. It's about tapping into your purpose. It's about living a life that's fulfilling. It's about doing what you love and not realizing that you are doing a bit of work. And that's the whole point. When you do what you love, it's not even work. You don't call it work. It's fucking like literally enjoying life. That's what I'm doing. I'm enjoying life. I'm enjoying life. I'm doing what I love. I do get paid for it. I help people change their lives. I mean, what kind of an extraordinary dream am I living? And that's why now I have my coaching institute, guys. And what is that about? Well, that's about if you want to do what I'm doing, this is where I teach you how to do it. It's about becoming an online coach. It's about having an online coaching business. It's about building your brand. It's about building your social media platforms. There's so much more. It's not just about life coaching. It's about how do I actually get my first clients? It's about how do I build my social media platforms? It's about how do I grow my coaching business? About how do I create my coaching program? About how do I have a email marketing list? It's about how do I do my website, or how do I create a funnel, or how do I connect all my social media platforms into the one place? How do I do sales? How do I book a call? Right? How do I start a podcast? Yes, there is an abundance of information out there, guys. The world is your oyster. I don't even know what that means. The world is your oyster. Like the oyster is like a little thing. Why is your world in there? I don't really know. Why do people say it? Because it seems like it makes sense, or it's like, I don't know. You let me know in the comments. The world is your oyster. What does that mean? How is the world your oyster when there's the oyster's so small? But you have so many possibilities, and I'm just here to remind you to believe in yourself and to know that you're on the right path. And if you're watching this right now, you're listening to this right now, wherever you are, this is your time where it's not too late. Don't even think about saying that it's too late for me to change, it's too late for me to heal, it's too late for me to be better, it's too late for me to become a better version of myself, it's too late for me to step into my purpose, it's too late to find my purpose, it's too late to love myself, And again, I'm just reminding you guys, self-love. In fact, I'm going to put the link to the song in the chat right here right now on YouTube, I will do the same thing from the Spotify link as well, because maybe some of you guys listen to it on Spotify. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm on Facebook, it's fine. So anyway, yeah, I think it did work. Yeah, so there's YouTube, there's Spotify. Your cocoon, your world, what you concentrate on, focusing on, and taking action. Yeah, now I want an oyster. That's funny, my wife has been having some oysters lately. I'm like, that's not fair, give me some. Yeah, so the pearl within the oyster, you are the pearl in the oyster. Okay, Jody says I'm on repeat on Spotify. Well, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, listening to my music as well. I can't wait to release more. And it is all about your ideas, but with technology, with AI, with information, with YouTube, with Google, like all these platforms that we have, there's so much out there, and so much that you have access to that you can learn from. But I'm super excited, to continue this journey with you guys and to keep moving forward, because once upon a time I was definitely not living my dreams. I was not living my best life. And how did it really start for me? And it was the awakening of myself and growing in self-confidence. And I'm telling you, confidence, if you have self-confidence, which is not something that you're born with, let me remind you, it's something that you grow and build within yourself. So if you feel like and guys, self-confidence, it can be in It's self. There's two parts, self and confidence. Because you can have confidence in cutting your nails. You can have confidence in going for, I don't know, knowing the area where you live. I'm confident that I can walk around the streets and I know which street I live in and I know where to go to the shops and what's here and what restaurants here. And I'm confident in driving a car. That's called confidence. But self-confidence, that's another whole different ball game. Okay? Because when you've got self-confidence, man, you're unstoppable. So again, it is about your mindset, but it's about how you think about yourself. So that's why self-love is not self-confidence. You know, self-love is self-respect. Self-love is, it goes into self-worth, but self-love is you. It's the self. It's you. It's you looking at yourself in the mirror. It's you saying, hey, you know what? I don't even know my potential, but I'm going to be crazy enough to find out. I don't even know what's going to happen in 6 months' time, but I'm going to believe in the shit out of myself because I freaking know that there's some greatness in me, and I don't know, there's something that's going to happen if I just keep taking action. You know, like self-love is looking at yourself and going, man, you are not what people say you are. Self-love is looking at yourself and going, you are imperfectly perfect. Self-love is looking at yourself going, OMG, whatever the fuck they said, they were wrong because you are beautiful and mighty damn fine. You know, self-love is looking at yourself in the mirror and going, there is no one else out there like you, and I'm so proud of you for showing up and not giving up on yourself for this long. That's what self-love is. Self-love is overriding the conversation in your head that says that you are not enough. That you're ugly, that you're too skinny, that you're overweight, that you're not good enough, that you're too tall, that you're too short, that your feet are too big, that your feet are too small, that your hands are too big, or your hands are too small. Whether it's your fucking nose, or your eyes, or your ears, or your mouth, or freaking your shoulders, or your elbows, or whatever the fucking knees, like head, shoulder, knees and toes, like. You know, it's about time that you took back your power and stopped this bullshit and you looked at yourself in the mirror every single day and told yourself that you're fucking amazing. And start reprogramming your mind from all the doubt and all the not enoughness crap that you've heard from everybody else, and everybody else having some sort of fucking right to give you their opinion about who you should think you are, which is a lot of crap. So everything that I do, guys, is started with self-love. It started with loving yourself first. So if you want to start your journey on loving yourself first, then all you got to do is go to Spotify or YouTube or Apple Music and type in Love Yourself First and go and listen to that song, because that's where you change your freaking life, and share it with your friends and tell them to learn to love themselves as well. And that's how we're going to freaking change the world. So thank you so much for showing up, guys. Thank you for being here. I hope that you enjoyed this live with me. I hope that you'll enjoy more of Luke Mindpower and my new journey of releasing music every single week. So stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe to the Luke Mindpower YouTube channel, which is Luke Mindpower Podcast. And so there is a playlist there for music, and I'll always be releasing music there as well. But also, congratulations to our Dream Chasers community. We just hit 36,000. It's so amazing to have so many amazing souls inside our community. And I can't wait to see you guys next week. But also, please don't give up on your dreams. Take action and know that if you don't start now, in 6 months' time or 12 months' time, can you really fathom being in the same place that you are right now? And if not, then now's a great inspirational moment for you to take action, for you to show up and be the change you want to see in the world. But most importantly, not just about the world, because you are the world, but think about yourself and how you feel and where you're at. Because if you're not happy or content, or you're questioning, you know, what is my purpose? Why am I here? That is a great freaking sign for you to step up, to level up, to learn to love yourself. Because when you learn to love yourself, you'll never want to be anyone else. And this is where you know yourself so well. The knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. And when you know yourself, you will start to fall into alignment with your true authenticity, with your true alignment, and you will start going in the right direction in your life. Okay? Say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Let's go. Don't give up. I will see you guys on another Monday Mindset Live, and wherever you're tuning in from, on Spotify or YouTube or Facebook. wherever you are, I believe in you. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys real soon. Ciao, ciao, as DJ Danilo would say.